A rider on House Bill 49, the operating budget, says if 65% of property owners around a proposed oil and gas drilling unit agree to be part of it, the other 35% can be forced to join. That can include public entities like park districts, although state parks are exempted. Local park district leaders like Aaron Young, executive director of Mill Creek Metro Parks, are concerned.
Essentially, the bill takes the decision-making on whether or not drilling can be allowed on or under park lands out of the hands of those that have a say in the governance of the metro parks.
The Senate is running House Bill 49 through committees to decide what, if anything, to change. A final vote on the measure is expected by mid-June. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.